Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith. A big week for the Houston Texans, who are now sitting at 5-5, just one game back of the Indianapolis Colts in the AFC South. Next up here at home is the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. The Bengals come to town 6-3-1. Andy Dalton, of course, makes his return to the Houston area. But let's start with the big news of the week, and that was J.J. Watt being named AFC Defensive Player of the Week for the fourth time in his career, second time of this season. Now, JJ always says these accolades are more not just about him, but about the entire team. But he also knows that it all kind of started against these very same Bengals.
That's kind of when whatever this is started. And it's, I've seen the replay so many times that I remember the replay more than I remember the actual play, which is kind of sad. But, unbelievable. It was one of the best moments of my whole life, and it was pretty cool. And just to feel the energy of the city, the stadium, and also just to be a part of this franchise's history, I think that was really cool to me. He's a good quarterback, and obviously having A.J. Green back is a big help to him. But they have weapons all over, and so they're a good team, and they're going to have a good system, and they're going to come in here, and obviously I think they're going to remember some of the times they played here, so it'll be a good challenge.
Well, J.J. and the rest of the defense will have their hands full against a potent Cincinnati Bengal offense led by Andy Dalton. But the Bengals' defense is also nothing to sneeze at. Now, this is a very different look from that of the Cleveland Browns last week, and Bill O'Brien explains.
You know, there will be a different strategy because it's just it's a different defense, you know. So we have a totally different game plan. Some of the things will be the same. You know, we have some things that are what we call bread and butter type plays that we'll always have in every game, but from week to week, especially like from Cleveland to Cincinnati, you're talking about two totally different teams, so the game plan will be a lot different.
And is the case in most weeks, a lot of familiarity between the two teams, whether players play together, coaches coach together, and this week is no different. A couple of players, Danielle Manning, Alfred Blue, both have ties with the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, Danielle Manning was recently just released from the Bengals before re-signing here with the Texans.
He's just more comfortable with his game and the players around him. I think in practice, when I was up there practicing with him, he was able to get the ball out to his playmakers and allow them to make plays. That's what he was really, really good at.
Did you come to like him personally?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I learned about one of his teachers here in Katy. We met each other and we talked a little bit about it. I told Andy about her and he remembers. So, I mean, we talked a little bit about that. We have some mutual friends as well. And when I came up there to play with him, I mean, we hit it off right.
I would say we were a special class. We had great receivers. We had great quarterback, great running backs, and a great O-line. I think we was just like a great team. I wish we could have all went back for one more year, but we all ended up leaving and going to the next level, and I think we all are doing pretty good on the next level.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.